when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. It is the After the Holidays show already. What the heck is with that? I swear we were just getting ready for Christmas. Wham! That's all behind us. I'm already planning for next year. I hope you all survive the holiday. Hope you all survive the New Year's. Of course, you could be hearing this on New Year's Day, I suppose, if you were right on top of things. That's a possibility, but we're into the first week of January, the first week of 2023. So far, it's looking an awful lot like the first week of 2022, so I'm not too worried about it. Anyway, got another stack of records to play for you. Let's get it rolling. Right away, I have a question. Is this a typo, or are we avoiding trademark issues? I have Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars here doing the Cadillac Polka. Except right on the record, it's spelled C-A-D-D-I-L-A-C instead of C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C. And I don't know if that's because they're trying to avoid calling it the Cadillac Polka and spelling it like the car. Or maybe there's a guy in the band and his name's Cadillac, spelled C-A-D-D. I do not know the answer to these questions, but it does kind of make me wonder. And it doesn't really matter because it's an instrumental, so we don't know. It could be the Buick Polka and it wouldn't matter, I guess. But anyway, here's Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. Just like that, you got another show started with a rousing polka, the misspelled Cadillac Polka, or the trademark-avoiding Cadillac Polka, not sure which. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars, and we're off and rolling with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show back once again. Spinning the records, how the heck you doing? I'm telling you right now, I'm doing the show in pain, and it has nothing to do with my physical therapy for my shoulder surgery, although that hurts too. But I was over at my grandson's house, and, you know, he adopted two cute little kittens here a few months back, which have, in just a matter of, what, 4 or 5 months, have turned into full-size cats. And they have claws, And they're like, well, we had his front claws trimmed, but we didn't do the back ones yet. Yeah, they told me that right after he ran up my leg and his little claws went right through my jeans and right into my leg. And the pain this caused set off a string of expletives that my son, my grandson, was having a hard time calculating how many dollars I owed him, because anytime someone says a bad word, they owe a dollar. I don't know where that came from. And, yeah, so he's like, what's the deal, Grandpa? And so then I pulled up my pant leg to look, and, like, it's not bleeding. There's no blood, but there are scratches. And this happened an hour ago, and they're still in intense pain where those scratches are. And you can barely even see the scratches, but holy cow, man. They got to get those cats a manicure, and soon, or else I'm going to have to start wearing, like, goalie protecting guards or something when I go over there to visit. And the cat wasn't being mean. He was just coming up to say hi and didn't realize that his little claws were going to dig right into my flesh. Yikes. Anyway, let's get on with the song, shall we? I have no songs about cats hurting you. I have the Battle Axe Polka, though. And they're singing it in Polish, so I have no idea what they're saying. But here are the musicals.
Moja żonka,
moja żonka,
to się kira,
to się kira.
Nic nie robi, tylko się rozdziera. Moja żonka,
moja żonka,
to się kira,
to się kira.
Jak ja pójdę do roboty, ona się podbije.
To siekira, to siekira.
Przyjdę do domu na kolację, ona złapi kija. Moja żonka,
moja żonka.
To siekira,
to siekira.
Mam już łeb rozbity, to moja siekira.
There you have it there. That's a Battle Axe Polka. Those are the musicals. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, back for another week, back for another year as we kick off 2023 here at the old Oompa Hour for the first time here in the studio. There is a calendar on the wall that you can read from the announcer position. All these years, we get these little bitty calendars from the local hardware store. I mean, they're little bitty. Don't we have a ruler? Why don't I have a ruler? What kind of an operation is this? I don't have a ruler. I mean, that baby's got to be like 2.5 by 3.5 inches, if it's that big. And it just sits here in this little slot next to the control board over here by turntable number 2. And this year, after all these years, we went big time and hung up a free calendar from the local insurance agency. It's got the right year on and everything. Which reminds me of a song by Alan Sherman. Remember Alan Sherman? He was a guy that did Hello Mata, Hello Fada. He did a bunch of other songs, too. Had a lot of albums. Very successful, actually. But he did a takeoff of the 12 Days of Christmas. And the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio. I can't remember on the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. I can't remember. But then one of the things is a calendar book with the name of my insurance man. Green polka dot pajamas and a Japanese transistor radio. See, now I'm singing Christmas songs and Christmas is over. But anyway, every time, see, that's a free calendar from the insurance guy. So it makes me think of the Alan Sherman song. All right, enough of this nonsense. I have Will Glahe and the orchestra here. There is no J in orchestra. See, I write these down as I play them. And every now and then I make a little boo-boo. And there. Oh, that's not right either. O-R-C-H-E-L. Oh, I see. There was an accidental J, and I turned it into two H's. That was not an improvement. Every time I see a record on the Blue London record label in the record library, my brain automatically says, well, Glahe and the Lichtensteiner Polka. And then I skip over it because everybody's heard that a million times. I probably shouldn't skip over it because it's a good record. And it was another one of those polka records that had giant success on the pop music charts. And so I had a Blue London record in the stack of records I put together for today. And I'm like, Lichtensteiner Polka. Then I look and it's not the Lichtensteiner Polka. No, it's Sweet Elizabeth with Will Glahe and the orchestra. I can't remember the last time I heard this one, much less played it on the show. So here you go.
Darling, darling, Sweet Elizabeth, du bist so lieb, hey, du bist so schön. Sweet Elizabeth, lass uns spazieren gehen. An dem Waldesrand, wo die Veilche blüht, wo der Kuckuck ruft und das Moos so grün. An dem Haselstrauch, lass uns glücklich sein. Übers Jahr, mein Schatz, da bist du mein.
There you go, Will Glahe and the orchestra, the Sweet Elizabeth Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad to be back for another week. Yeah, my leg still hurts from the cat. Man, it's been an hour, over an hour. It's going to stay with me for a while. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? I was just poking around their website, because I haven't done that for a while. Thought I probably should. And I realized that there's so much information there that I never really talk about. I mean, I talk about how they have like 1,400 accordions on display, or I guess they say instruments on display, and they've got the research in the music room, the files room, and all that kind of stuff. But man, like if you go to the accordion page, they got a whole deal on the history of accordions, how they were originally developed, and who played them, who used them, who made them, photographs of all kinds of different types, different brand names, different which ones are used for different ethnic styles, just a ton of information. Man, if you were going to do a report on accordions, this is where you would go to start getting your information, man. They have a traveling museum that makes the rounds as well, where they go to other places where they have various displays and things. It's mind-boggling. If you look at the picture on the website of the music and files room, it's like, where did they even find that many red filing cabinets to put in that room? Man, oh man, they got stuff. They got a collection of patents. They've got all sorts of musical estate stuff. They have, accordion history, music files, theory on music, you know, scales, chords, stuff like that. It's just, man, they got stuff. You want to check with them, maybe give them a call or check the website, find out they're going to be open. If you think you're going to pay them a visit, I know sometimes they're not open during the winter. Check them out, though. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. It's an amazing place, worldofaccordions.org. Okay, let us press on with some music. Lucy's Polka, it's the Ample Airs Orchestra. We'll be right back. there you have it there. Lucy's Polka. We'll send that out to anybody named Lucy, I guess, huh? It's the Ample Airs here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I was just noticing, I'm sure you're not counting, but I am. This is program number 458. And I thought, man, that's a lot. So I used my trusty little calculator here, which is basically a pencil and a piece of orange paper with an ad on it for Mr. Furnace. If you were going to start a furnace company, wouldn't that be a great name, Mr. Furnace? Only if you showed up in a furnace costume, though. Anyway, I did the numbers, and that is almost 9 years of shows already. Man, it seems like I've maybe been doing it for two or three, but 9 years worth of shows. My goal was to do at least 10, so we're getting there, but so far, so good. Now, I sorted out a few boxes of records over the holidays, and I found a version of the clarinet polka that we've never played. And is it still the clarinet polka if a guy plays it on a fiddle? It's clearly still a polka. But doesn't it? I mean, because I've heard the clarinet polka done on trumpets. I think I even heard a guy do it on trombone once. And, of course, a lot of people do it on accordions. Is it still the clarinet polka if it's not played by a clarinet? I mean, the title kind of defines the instrument. I don't know, but this is kind of fun. I can see you dancing to this. Those of you that have kind of a Western flair to your dancing, I know a lot of polka bands throw in some Western tunes. Here's Howdy Forrester and the clarinet polka. Some mighty fine fiddling, as they would say, probably in Texas, huh? Howdy Forrester there doing the clarinet polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. So then I reach over to the stack of records that I pulled out for today, and I grab the next record, and it's the clarinet polka by Johnny Pecan and his orchestra. And I'm like, I'm not playing that same song by two different people in this show today. So I flipped it over, and we'll play the Rain Rain Polka on the other side. We'll be right back. They have it, Johnny Pecan and the band there. That's the Rain Rain Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Man, what do we call it now? I'm gonna play a 78 here, and I came up with a name for it a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't Shellac Attack. What the heck was it? I thought it was so clever and witty, and now I can't remember what we called it. Darn it, anyway. But here's a nice Capital 78. Ah, she's a little scratchy, but I'm going to try it anyway. Because, you know, like the whole world recorded the Too Fat Polka and have a group called the Starlighters. And it's not the group you think. There have been like 100 groups called the Starlighters. But we go back to the 40s for this one on a genuine 78 RPM record. It's the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away.
Now here's what you say,
so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause we just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, please do that for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get mumbo when I'm dancing with my jum, jum, jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. Way too fat, much too fat, she's too fat for me. Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coupe? By herself, she's a group. On my knee, no, no, no. I don't want her, I don't want her. You can have her, you can have her. She's too fat for me, too fat for me. He don't want her, you don't want her. I don't want her, they don't want her. She's too fat for me. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, get my hat, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. I can see, you can see, she's too fat for me.
Oh, way too,
way too fat, 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 too fat for me.
Well, that was kind of fun anyway. Genuine shellac record there. That's the Starlighters of the Too Fat Polka, fulfilling our need for a shellac record in the show like we try to do every week here. Man, what did I call it last week or the week before? I play it. Not darn it anyway. I'm going to have to go listen to the old show, figure out what the heck I was talking about, right? Right. All right. It's the Milan Rakonovic Orchestra now. The Dance With Me Polka.
Chance. but now you're here with me, the way it ought to be. Forget the past, this music won't last, and dance this last dance with me.
There you go, Milan Rakonovic. Rakonovic, yeah, that's it. Orchestra there. Dance with me, polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, this happens every week, and it's actually happened for 458 weeks in a row. That is frightening, let me tell you. By the way, if you'd like to make a request, dedication, question, comment, just say hi, whatever. A lot of ways to get in touch with the Zumpa Hour. Email is a good way. Because I don't get confused with the email like I do trying to keep track of Facebook. It's just Zumpa Hour. That's two O's, Zumpa Hour, all one word smooshed together at AOL.com. Or you can phone this number. You can actually send a text to this number, or you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Got that? 218-259-2985. Or email Zumpa Hour at AOL.com. And on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour should get you to the right spot. All right? You ready for a very disturbing record? Why, certainly you are. Back in, I wanted to look on the record and tell you, but it's on the turntable ready to go already. Like 1979 or something like that. Bobby Vinton, who's well known as the Polish Prince, had his big hit with My Melody of Love, of course, did a record during the disco era. I'm telling you, this is disturbing. And somehow thought that some type of a hybrid between disco and polka would work. I think the jury is still out on that, but here's the disco polka.
Scratch.
Man, I still don't know where I land on that. Right? Bobby Vinton there, the disco polka. I mean, you could obviously polka to that. Can you disco to it? I don't know, because I was never really much of a disco guy, even though, you know, that was like my prime dating years. I'm trying to see what the year is on this record. 1979. See, I was right when I went into that. Bobby Vinton and his orchestra and a bunch of electronic dudes, obviously. And Pennsylvania Polka, a.k.a. the Disco Polka in this case, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Here's the Wesley Ludwig Orchestra and the Johnny's Knockin' Polka.
Pukajasiu w okieneczko, pukajasiu drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz drzwi. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Piękny świat pieśnioneczek, ożenimy się. Piękny świat pieśnioneczek, ożenimy się.
There you go, the little Johnny's Knocking there. You're both Polish and English on that one, so very handy. Wesley Ludwig and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. I just wanted to put a V in his last name and say Ludwig rather than Ludwig. I think I'm influenced by Beethoven on that. Not real sure, but hey, we got to get a waltz in the show because we do that every week. Here's another record I stumbled on going through a box of records over the holidays, and darn it. Dropped a record sleeve on the floor. Well, I'll get it while the record's playing. don't want to roll my chair over it. Wreck a good paper sleeve. Anyway, I don't think I've played this song before. I don't. Most of my Yankovic records are on LPs. I don't remember having played this, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, the Engagement Waltz. And I've been told that one of the biggest times for engagements is over Christmas, because they're like, you know, I got you an engagement ring for Christmas. In fact, that's how my wife got her engagement ring for me. I bought her engagement ring, put a little present, and I hung it on the Christmas tree. And I said, hey, look, there's a real present on the Christmas tree. You better check that out. And she did, and it was an engagement ring, and that was a billion years ago in a land far, far away on another planet, and we're still together. So I guess that worked out. But anyway, as our official waltz of the show this week, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, for anyone who got engaged over the holidays, here's the Engagement Waltz. Super mushy. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there, the Engagement Waltz. For all you lovers out there, got engaged over the holidays, we'll give that one a spin for you this week, all right? Let's get back to doing the polka, shall we? Here are the polka ambassadors doing conveniently the ambassador's polka. And then I noticed in small print on the record it says it's their theme song. So that makes perfect sense. We'll be right back. There you have it. Just like that, the Polka Ambassadors whip out their theme song, cleverly titled The Ambassadors Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And you know what the Oompa Hour needs? A little more oompa-ing. There's Whoopi and the orchestra. John there and the Fisher Maid Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's do Martin Sorrow and the Lavals, or the Lavallies. It's L-A, capital V-E-V-A, I mean. Let's do that again. Capital L, small a, capital V, A-L-L-E-S. Now, when I was in high school, I knew people who were the Lavallies and spelled it that way. But it looks like Lavals to me. And I hate to not know, but whatever it is, it's the Vacation Polka.
Travel trailer, travel a la mode. To national parks we'll ride, through beautiful countryside. Trailer hitched on back, man, we're living jack. Swim, fish, and play. Time of day, be happy, be gay, vacation land USA. Thank you.
one. I haven't heard that in a long time. He was singing about trailer hitches and everything. You just don't hear that kind of stuff in a song, man. Martin Sero and the LaValleys, it says. That is the Vacation Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I'm going to put this record aside because I want to use that somewhere else, too. Hang on. Get that bugger in the sleeve. That goes in the later pile. All right, we got to see if we can't squeak in a couple of more tunes here. I know we don't get to hear from Myron Florin nearly enough. Played with Lawrence Welk all those years and made a pile of albums, and they're all excellent. We'll have Myron Florin doing a tune for us coming up here in just a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we had time for a couple of more quick records here on the show. Yeah, I think so. Promised you, Myron Florin. And fittingly enough, here's the accordion polka. They have it, Myron Florin himself there, straight from the Lawrence Welk Show. That's the accordion polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's a lot like, say, the clarinet polka. If he had played it on, a lute, it would have been the lute polka, right? All right, well, I'm looking at the old clock on the wall. I'm going to slip in one more tune here. And since this is the first show, technically, of 2023, this will air during the first week of January of 2023. We get a new year underway. We got the old year behind us, but this is my opportunity. Slip in Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys doing Auld Lang Syne, don't you think? Yeah, some places are stuck with Guy Lombardo, but we have Lil Wally.
Yeah.
is there. A little Auld Lang Syne for you as we get our first official show of 2023 rolling right along here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And, hey, that brings us to the end of this week's show already. But I'm already working on lining up records for next week. So we're going to be in good shape, all right? Thanks for hanging in with this mess for another year. Be back with another show next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, yeah, just say it with me. Stay happy, everybody!